You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
My name's Linnea Shelquist. I was with the All-American Redheads from 1973 to 78, and you're listening to WSPRradio.com.
Is there any way that they can be stopped?
Given their current composition, with no one injured, I would say highly doubtful. I've seen, as have the fans, the best the Big East has to throw at them, and I don't see there being a problem for them getting through this weekend, setting their record for consecutive victories on Monday in the semifinals, winning the tournament and going into the NCAAs at 33-0 as they did last year. I think they may have some rough moments in the first half against the more physical teams as they did against Georgetown and West Virginia, but their talent is too great. So that, of course, takes us to the next step. So where would the resistance come? Looking at the kinds of teams that are going to be in the tournament, what kind of talent they have, I would say there's maybe some possibility someone could push them in the Final Eight if they happen to run up against a team like Oklahoma, again, or an athletic team that can run with them. But I don't think they'll have any problems until they get to San Antonio, and then we'll have to see who survives to play them. You know, I think there's a possibility Stanford could give them a good game again. You know, we haven't seen Tennessee. Wouldn't that be great to see how the Lady Vols stack up? Nebraska is the mystery team of the year. Obviously, they remind a lot of people of Oklahoma in 2002 when they went to the Final Four in the national championship game. But if we're talking about Duke, if we're talking about Notre Dame, if we're talking about Texas A&M, if we're talking about Baylor, teams like that, no, I don't think there's any shot.